is Chazia Deloyhevi Nichalei. So Rav Papa saw that Yehuda didn't want to come inside, like he knew what was going on already. That because to me he's going to make him give a bigger Dixuba, he didn't want that. Trashi Chazia Rav Papa Lo Nichalei Lehuda Lemeil. He thought Yehuda did not want to come in to be involved with this Dixuba. Is Omelet, Rav Papa said to him, my Daitcha, what's bothering you? What's on your mind? Mishum Diyom Malei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Because Shmuel told Rav Yehuda Shinano, like sharpen, a sharp person, it's like, that like to have the avuri ach sunasa. Don't be by a place where they're taking away the Yerusha. I mean, they're changing around the Yerusha the way it's supposed to be. Afilo mebro bishul abro tova. Even if they want to take away their money from a bad son to give it to a good son, still don't be there. In other words, it's not nice to take away Yerusha the way the Torah wants it to be. And here also Rashi says, v'ocho avuri ach sanihu. Here also, this tonight suba bonadichrin is a little bit taken away from the Yerusha the Yeraisa. Because with the Yeraisa, all the sons yashin equally. And now you're making a tonight in the suba that her sons yashin more than the other sons. As if to say his daughter is going to yashin. And that's not like the Torah says it. So therefore, Yehuda is your proper center to Rabbi Yehuda. Is that the reason why you don't want to come in? The Layudiyah, and the reason why you should not change it from a bad son to a good son is, the Layudiyah, you'll never know, my Zaranothic Minei. Like, even though this son is bad, but maybe his children will be good. So therefore, you're not supposed to take away Yerusha from one son and give it to another son. The Kolshchen, for sure, Midro Labrata, not supposed to take away from a son and give it to a daughter. So the Chur here also, it's together, like you're taking away the money, giving it to your daughter. So Gemara says, if a Papa said back, you should know, though, Hainami Takanta the Rabbanani. You should know what we're doing now, this Tanai, the Tanai Suba, Bonadichrin, it's not something I'm making up right now. That's a Tanai Bezdin wants it to take place. So we're not doing anything wrong. So the other Papa asked of Yehuda, like, please come in and be there when this Mechtonim, that Abba is writing out his present to his daughter. Please come in and be there. The Yom Rav Yechon, Mishum Ben Yechoi. That, yeah, no, that isn't the corner of the Rabbanin. The Abiyachin said over them, Mishim Ben Yechoi. So it's not something to be afraid about. It's a good thing to do. So Mela come in. Omalej of Yehuda said, that's Rav Papa. Hani mili midaite. That's only if the father wants to give a nice present to his daughter by his own das. Very good. He can do what he wants. Avalasuye nami. But should I come in there to force him to do it? That's not nice. You're not supposed to force. Like the Shiver to give a big present to his daughter? That's not supposed to. So Amalei, so Papa said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Oto, mi kaminu lecho de oil v'yasiyo? Am I asking you to come in and be in the room now and like force Rababa to give a big present? Oil, v'loy t'yasiyo kaminu. I'm just asking you to come and sit there and don't force him. Let him do it himself. For however the present will be that he gives on himself, that's good, he's supposed to do that. So Omalei said, Rav Yehuda answered back, you should know, my loy didi, the fact that I'm going to come in and sit there, hainu asiyah, that's going to be forcing Rav Abba. Because it's not going to be nice if Rav Abba is going to see me, another Adam Chashev there, he's going to be like embarrassed to give a small present to his daughter. And he's going to be forced to give a big present to his daughter, more than he really, really would have wanted to give, only because of me. So that's why Rav Yehuda didn't want to come in. If you just felt if he'll be there, it's going to force a little bit Rav Abba to give a bigger present to his daughter. The Gemara said, though the Meister was, though Achvayu, Rav Papa still forced like Rav Yehuda to come in, the oil, and he came in. Ishtik, so Rav Yehuda came in and kept quiet, didn't want to say a word there. Again, like Rav Yehuda was there. Now Rav Papa's son was getting married to Rav Abba's daughter, and Rav Abba was about to write in the dunya how much of a big present he's going to give to his daughter. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to say anything, didn't say like, give more because of me. The Yosef just sat quiet. So Rabbi Abba thought that, you know what, Yehuda is sitting there so quiet. He must be very angry at me. Since I'm only giving my daughter $100, he must be very angry at me. You only give your daughter $100, give her a bigger present. That's why you're being quiet. Is Kosvei, so what did he do? Rav Abba wrote on the Ksuba, he wrote for present to his daughter Kosvei, L'chol my de heavily. All that I own, all my property goes to my daughter. That's what Rav Abba wrote down in the Ksuba now. Rav Abba wrote down to his daughter, I'm giving you a present, all my nechasim go to you. Is L'Soif at the end, and at the end what happened? The Yehuda still kept quiet there. He still didn't say a word. Like, he didn't want to miss at all. He didn't want to say anything. He still stood quiet there. Is L'Soif at the end, Amalei, Hashtan Amalei, Mishtoi Yimar? Like, you're still not talking to me. What more do you want me to do? I gave all my nechasim to my daughter. How much more do you want to give to her? So if Yehuda finally now opened up his mouth and told him, Mishinol Chayi Demalek, by my life. Like Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yehuda, what do you want from me? I swear to you, Kamat, I didn't leave over a penny to my name, I have nothing left. All that I have, I gave to my daughter. So what's wrong now? Why aren't you happy with me? So Rabbi Yehuda now opened up his mouth and said, it was up to me, if you would have asked me. That even the first amount that you gave, doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. Whatever you want to do, do. You want to give her 2 cents, give her 2 cents. Doesn't bother me. Omalei, hashta nami yahadabi. If so, I retract what I gave. I only gave this extra big present because I thought you were angry with me. Now that I see it doesn't bother you, I retract my present. I'm not giving my daughter such a big present. I'll give it $100, that's all. Hadrabi. Omalei, this if you just sit back to him, no, it's not so nice. It's not so nice to give your name. You're going to be called a retractor. It's not so nice. Don't do it. So in the family, he fell into it, that's all. Like you mean. That I'm not telling. I'm not telling you to go and retract. That's not so nice. Tomorrow, boy mine Rav Yehma Saba Rav Nachman. So Rav Yehma Saba is the shalach from Nachman. Mochrok Subosa Labayla. Let's say your wife sells the ksuba to her own husband. Like, let's say she wants her own money. So she tells the husband, let's say, you know, it's worth money, that if you ever give me a get or ever he dies, she's going to collect the ksuba. So she says, you know what, I'll sell you right now the ksuba. I'll sell it to you for cheaper. Ksuba's 200. I'll sell it to you for 100. So the shaila is, if she sells her ksuba to a husband, yesh la ksubas bona dichrin, or yeh la ksubas bona dichrin. Does she have a right to sell to her husband this chus of the bona dichrin, that now her sons can't yashin anymore her present? Or else no, even though she has a right to sell to her husband a rikli ksuba, but in a dunya the present she received from her father, that she can't sell to her husband. That's the shaila. Omalei Rava, Rava said back, why don't you ask a kasha like this? Meichelis, in a case where she's meichel the ksuba, ask a better shayla. Because Rashi says shudava motzim in amecha. That's more. It happens more often than selling the ksuba. So the shayla is, if she's meichel the ksuba, could she also be meichel maschus of bona dichrin? Like, could she be meichel for her children, her sons, not to be able to yashin this extra present? Omalei said back to him, hashda meicheres kim aboyli. You asked me the question if she sells it. Even though there I could say a swear, you know why she sold it, because she needs a lot of money. She needs the money, that's why she's selling it. It's as if somebody hit her 100 blows. That's like she needs the money right now. So therefore that's a good swear to say why she means to sell it. Rashi says, "Mechanoisa meya makas bretsua shebrisha bazla kimi mashkolas katano sheshma uchla." So mechelas mi boy. So like for sure, if she's mechel, of course she gives up a schus. In other words, if he asks the shaila when she sells it, there's a reason. Maybe she doesn't really mean to sell everything. The only reason why she's selling something is because she mamish needs the money. But mechelas where she's be mechel, who asked her to be mechel? That's why mechelas is a bigger question than selling it. Some Rav Rava said, pshitali, I know for sure that mecheras subasli acherim. Let's say she sells the ksuba to somebody else, not to her husband, but she sells it lachem to somebody else. So he says, lachem is yesh lo ksubas bona dichrin. Even so, her sons can still yashin a present. Then the dunya still goes to her sons. My time, why? Zuzi yansua, because she only sold it because she needed the money, so she's only selling her ksuba and not the schus that her children have. Mechelas ksuba labayla. What about the case where she's mechel ksuba to her own husband? Ein lo ksubas bona dichrin. Then her children have no right to get any ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Achuli achilta. That's a svara. She's mechel everything. Like we said, when she's mechel it, she has a right to give up all his chusim. The only shaila before was, if she sells it. She sells it to her husband, also the svara was, she needs the money. So maybe she's only selling her ksuba, but not the rights that her sons have to get. But when she's meichel, she gives up her rights, she gives it up completely, and therefore even her sons also lose. Boi rova, meicheres ksuba salabayla. If she sells a ksuba to her own husband, ke meicheres lacherim dami, is it like she sells it to other people that the children do not lose out? Hope bonadichrin still get the ksuba. Oi ke meicheres labayla dami. Or maybe it's like she's meichel it to her husband, that if she's meichel it, then we said her children lose out. That's the shayla. If she sells it to somebody else, the children don't lose out. If she sells it to her own husband, does the children lose out or not? Both said the boy asked the question, heard the posture, later he answered it. When she sells a ksuba to her own husband, it has the same halacha ke mecheres lacherim dami, as if she's selling it to somebody else. And therefore, the children do not lose out. The ksuba's bona dichrin, they still have a right to yashin, the nedunya that she received from her father. Most of Ravidi Varavin. He asked the question, it says, Mesa, she dies, and Yoshim Shalzeh. For in Yoshim Shalzeh, Yoshim Ksubasa. The heavy box, yeah. Now, the Mary asked the question, it says, what if she dies, these Yoshim and only Yoshim don't get her Ksuba. Now, Ravina, but we asked the question, Ksubasa Maya Vidit, who's talking about Ksuba over here? The Yomra Popa says, Ksuba's Benin Dichrin. We're talking about the sexual Ksuba, the tonight Ksuba, that her sons should yashin hachelik. Now, VMI, why not? What's going on here? His hachinami lema, let's say, yetzer onso, that her yetzer forced her to do it, is hosom kinosu de konsu rabbonin. Rabbonin only made it, gave a kinas. Rosh is VMI, like kiva there, meaning kianiso. Loi mistak subas bin dichrin, like when she's forced for money, she does lose it, so there's bin dichrin here also. We had before Mesa the case I cared, where the question is they said that her husband died, and then really he didn't die, and she got married to somebody else. So she says she goes out, and nobody yashins the ksuba. That was the mishnah we had in Yevamos, where a lady hears that her husband died, so she gets married to another man. And then the first husband is still alive. The lochrish is yotze mizeh mizeh, and she doesn't get any ksuba. V'yem yoshin sozeh v'yoshin zeh yoshin ksubasa. Neither yoshim yashin ksuba in such a case. So the question is, why not? Like, why don't we say yotze ransua? Why don't we say, you know why she got married to another husband? Like she was forced to. She had a yotze to live with a man. So when we say whenever she does something like she, because she's forced, her children don't lose out her ksuba. Sakuma says over there, even the ksuba's bona dichrin, her children don't yashin? And more answers, poshid. Hosam knosu the konsur rabbonin. There, the reason why she doesn't get a ksuba is the pshat rabbonin made a knas, like we said there. We want to make sure a lady doesn't get married so fast, remarry. If they told her husband dies, she has to check it out very carefully. And we don't want her just to get married to somebody else. So therefore, we tell her you can have a knas, you should know. If your husband really is really alive, and you get married to another man, you're not going to get your ksuba, and your children won't even get your ksuba's bona dichrin either. Why? Because it's a knas. So therefore, there's no kasha in our case before. When she sells the ksuba because she needs the money, she's on sur because of the money. There we say she only loses her ksuba, but the children's rights, they still have it. Rabbonin Yos, yeah, kasur Rabbonin. Or Yosef Rovin Bachanina. Kaime the Rav Chizda. The Yosef, they were sitting in Koma, they said, Mishmeh, Reb Lezer, that Mechelis Ksubos Labayla, the case where the wife was just Mechel, gave up her rights of the Ksuba to her husband, Ein Lo Mezoinis, she doesn't have a right to get Mezoinis either anymore. Homolais, he said over, Im Lav Du Karmeli, Mishmeh, the Gavar Rav, if not that he said over the name of a great person, have a Minlecho, I would have told you that Meshiv Ruah Tachas Toiva, like you're doing something bad because of something good, like Thomas Shromi Beisai,
In other words, the fact that she's being loichel l'ksuba to husband, why should she lose out on mezainis? Just the opposite. She's doing a favor to her husband, so the husband for sure should give her back mezainis. How can you tell him she doesn't get her mezainis? All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun gimel amar aleph. Okay, in the middle of the Gemara, the Gemara says like this, that first the Gemara says shayla, boy minei, one third down, boy minei rav yemar saba mi rav nachman, moch ruok suboso labayla, in a case where the lady, the wife, sold her ksuba to her husband, when she was still alive. So shayla is, yesh lo ksubas bona dichrin, or yein lo ksubas bona dichrin. After she dies, that the locher is, we said, in a case where she dies, so usually the husband yashins all her nechassim. And then when the husband dies, his sons yashin his nechassim. So there's a special tonight ksuba that her sons, that he has from her, they yashin her ksuba. And part of the ksuba is the nedunya. The present that she brings in when she first gets married, she gives a present to her husband. So Shiloh, when she dies, and then her husband dies, her sons yashin that present. So in such a case where she sold her ksuba to her husband when she was alive, did she even sell this chus abon adichun or not? That was a shayla. Omalei Rava said back, v'tibur l'chom mechilis, why don't you ask the question, what's going to be if she's meichel? Not if she sells it to him and gets money for it, but as time she's meichel, she gives up her rights for the ksuba. Omalei, so he said back, hashto mecheris kimi boili. Like, I have a question if she even sells it to a husband, if she even sells the rights for the bona dichrin. The afagav diklamem, even though we could say zuzi ansua, that the reason why she sold it is not because she doesn't care about her children. She wants her children to be able to get this ksubas bona dichrin, just that she needs money. The amino, we say, commander komochilo, it's as if somebody's hitting her, meya uchli biuchla, like 100 hits, somebody's hitting 100 times with a whip. So that's why she's selling it now, because she needs the money. But maybe, and even so, I have a doubt that maybe she gives up her rights for children. Is Mechelis Miboy? Should I have the question even when she's Mechel, when she gives up her rights for no reason? Because of course, if she's Mechel, and she gives up her rights for the Ksuba to her husband, of course she's giving up all the rights. And then her sons cannot Yashin or Ksuba, even her Nadunya, her present that she brought in. I only have a doubt if she sells it to her husband. That's Rav Yehuda Saba, yes, from Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav says, cheekily, but me is for sure, that Mecheres Ksuba Asal Acherim. If an Isha sells her Ksuba to somebody else, not back to her husband. In other words, it's a Tevis Hanor, really, that in the case, the place that the husband dies and the husband gives her a get, she has a right to get the Ksuba, so she sells that right now. Now she sells it to somebody else. So, yesh lo ksubas bona dichrin. In this case, we say for sure, her children don't lose out. And when the husband dies, her children yashin ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Zuza yansua. Like, why did she sell ksuba? Not because she doesn't care about her sons, but because she needs money. The money forced her to do it. So therefore, she only selling like the rights of the money and the Messiah. But the rights of the ksubas bona dichrin, that she's not giving away. What's going to be if an isha's meichel gives up her right, tells the husband, like Kilus Kabalti, I don't expect you to pay me the ksuba anymore? Ein lo ksubas bona dichrin. Then even the sons lose that also, they don't get anything special. My timer, achuli achilta, because she was meichel, she gave up all the rights for the ksuba. But boy, Rav has a shout like this. In a case where she sells her ksuba to her own husband, what's the lacham? Is it like she sold it to somebody else, that she still gets her ksubas bona dichrin, her children, still yashin her ksuba? No, since she's selling it to her own husband, it's like she was meichel to her own husband, that she meant to give up all her rights in the ksuba, that her children don't yashin. That's Rabbi's question. Mar says, boy the boy, after he asked us for question, then he answered it. Meicheres ksuba labayla, kemeicheres lachelim dami. As long as she's selling it for money, we say the svar is she needs money, that's why she's doing it. But she does not want to give up all her rights that her children should have. Therefore, children still have a right to collect the bonin dichrin.
to Ksuba that when she dies, when the husband dies, they yash an extra hundred dunya that she brought into him. Where it says, Boss said the boy, after they had this for Shiloh, well, you must see Ravidi Baratin. We've asked a question. We had a Mishnah in Yevamos that says, Mesa, in a case where the lady heard that her husband died, and she went and remarried to another husband, and then we found out the first one is alive. So it says, Mesa, halacha is, Ein Yorshin Shalzeh, V'Ein Yorshin Shalzeh, Yorshin Ksubosam. Now, the halacha there is that when she married the two husbands, she has to receive a get from both of them, and she does not get a ksuba from either one of them. And it says there in the Mishnah that when she dies, none of the yarshim yarshin a ksuba. The Avinubo, we asked the question over there, ksuba, so my Avinubo, who's talking about a ksuba? The Mishnah says that she doesn't get a ksuba at all? Like, since she went ahead and remarried when her first husband was alive, she doesn't get a ksuba at all? So what's the question that the yarshim should yarshin? The Yomra Papa said over there, Ksuba's Bonadichman. The question is, does her children have the right to get her ksuba after she dies or not? So it says that they don't yashin it. The question is, am I? Why not? Hochinami over there also, Leima Yetzeron Tzua. Let's say, why did she remarry? Even though she heard her first husband died. But we have a tiny run and she should have checked it out very well. How come she didn't check it out so well? Let's say she was a nun, she was like forced, her Yetzer, her taivis to live with a man, forced her to remarry. So why do we say her children lose out on the ksuba? Just like we're saying here, when she sells it for money, her children don't lose out. So Mar says there it's different. Who the konsu rabbonin? Over there it's a special kanas, that we want her to check out carefully before she remarries. True, she heard her first husband died, but we want her to check it out carefully before she remarries. Therefore, we tell her if you're going to do a bad job, you should know if lady, your husband's really alive, you're going to have a lot of kenosis. So that's why we consider that she loses the ksuba totally, her children don't get anything. But the Yosef Rovin Bar Chanina, came with Rav Chizda. The Yosef, they were sitting in a corner, they said over Mishmei to Rav Leza, sit over there with Rav Leza. Moichelas ksubosu labayla. In a case where an Isha, when she's still alive with a husband, she's moichelas ksuba to her husband. And then let's say, he dies, the husband dies. Is ein lo mezoinus. She doesn't have a right to get fed from the nechasim. Regular cases, the halacha tonight, ksuba is that when the husband dies, the halacha is she's allowed to get fed from the nechasim at the yashim yashim. But here that she was meichel the ksuba, she's even meichel the tonight ksuba also. Omalei. So he said back to him. The chizuk son said back. That Elav the Kamadli Mishmei the Gavar Rabbi, if it wasn't that you said over the great name of Reb Loza, have a minlocha, I would argue to send out like that. That Meshav Ruah Tachas Toiva, Loisomosh Ruah Mi Beisai. That here she did something good to you, that she was Meichel the Ksuba, and you're doing something bad back to her. Like, of course you should get Hamazonis. But since you said over the name of Reb Loza, I trust you, that's the halacha. That even though she's doing something nice to her husband, but Lamaisa she's Meichel all the Tanai of the Ksuba. And this is also one of the tanoim of the ksuba, that when an isha becomes an amana, even before she collects her ksuba, she has a right to be made and get a mezainus from the nechasim of her husband at the yashim yashin. And here that she was meichel, she gave up that right. Yosef Rav Nachman v'yula, v'yavimi bar Rav Papi, v'yosef Rav Chiyah bar Ami Gabayo, Chimam Osirim with them. Also, who gavra, man came to Eshchiv Arusosai, that he only had erusim with his wife, and his wife died. His wife, they only had Erisim, they didn't have Nisuyin. Is Amri Leser, they told to the man, is Zil Kovar, you have to go take care of the Kfura, burying your wife. Oi, have lo ksubasa, or else give her the ksuba. In other words, we hold that Kfura is tachas ksubasa, so you have the chiyav still to bury her, to take care of the Kfura. Rashi says, the tiknu kfurasa tachas ksubasa. Usually the law is when your wife dies, there's no ksuba involved. But over here, you have the chiyuv to bury her. If you don't want to do that, so pay it back to ksuba. Pay back her yorshim to ksuba. Omulu Rav Chiyah. Rav Chiyah said, Tanina, we learn not like that. Tanina, we learned, Ishta Yarusa, if you have a wife that Yoni had erison with her, and then she dies, is loy einin. If the husband is a kohen, he has no din einin over her. Like he's still not eat kachim. V'loy metamalo, he has no right to touch her, to be metamalo to her. Even though to the seven kroivim you're allowed to, and one of them is yishto, your wife, That's only if you had nisuyin. But if you only had erisin with her, a kohen doesn't have a right to matama to her. The chen he the same thing. She back to him loyin and she has no din oinin. For loy matama loy. She doesn't have to be matama. I mean, even if she's a bas kohen, she's allowed to be matama. So she doesn't have to. The din tum is only by bnei aron and not bnei saron. Just means she doesn't have to take care of his kvura. Mesa, what about if she dies? Ain't a yarsha, the husband does not yarsha her. Since they only had erisin, he doesn't yarsha the nedunya, the present that she brought in. Goes back to her father. Mesu, let's say he dies, goes to ksuba, so then she collects a ksuba. Now it says, time of the mesu. Why does she collect a ksuba? Only because he died. Her mesu, mashma, if she dies, ain't lo ksuba, so. She doesn't have, ain't lo ksuba, she doesn't have any ksuba. Nothing. And night time, what's the reason? We can't read the way it says, usually the ksuba is, the husband says, like if he dies, then she has the right to collect the money. And it says, when you get married to somebody else, then you'll take what I promised you. In other words, she has to be alive, but in the case that she dies first, there's no din ksuba. So it's not why he doesn't have to bury her either. Not like he said that he has no chiyuv kfura. The chiyuv kfura is on a takas ksubasa, and there's no din ksuba if she dies when she's only an arusa. Therefore, he doesn't have a chiyuv to bury her. The din kfura is only chal after they have nisuyin. But before they have nisuyin, the husband does not have a chiyuv to bury his wife. Kiyosi Rav and Cain, Omar Resh Lakish, in the name of Resh Lakish. Arusa Shemesa. In a case where an arusa dies, if she dies, ain't lo ksuba. She doesn't collect any ksuba. Omulu Abaya said, no, what was the chiddush here? That the husband doesn't have to bury her. Omulu Abaya said, Zilu Amrule, go and tell them,